99.9 Radio USA, Tyler Farr's Redneck Crazy. 651 and 61 degrees. Great music on the way from Keith Urban. A little bit of everything from Keith on the way. And right now, though, it's time to get weird. The weird news is brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. A Pennsylvania man who littered the police blotter with crimes will be caged for several years, despite the fact that he says he was just doing the bidding of a talking cat. James Anthony Scheuer stole a car that he used to rob a bank before ramming a police cruiser. Offenses that he insists he was pressured into by the felonious feline who follows him around telling him to break the law. Well, the judge sentenced him to 5 years behind bars and also ordered him to undergo mental evaluation. Yeah, you think so? It seems like a perfectly sane idea to us. Okay, how about this one? A Louisiana man blew his chances of making a clean getaway from a robbery because he was too out of shape to blow into the DUI ignition interlock on his car. Eric Williams grabbed a large bag of crawfish from the freezer section of a grocery store and then tried to hightail it out of the place with store security in hot pursuit. Well, by the time he got to his car, he was completely out of breath and he couldn't even muster enough wind needed to get the vehicle going. He had to blow into the ignition interlock on his vehicle, obviously, because he'd had a previous DWI. Well, he eventually did manage to get away, but not before employees got a picture of his license plate, and they gave that to the cops. Williams told officers that he was innocent and could prove that he was at work until 4:30 that afternoon, which wasn't a great alibi since 4:30 was still a couple of hours away. Okay, one more for you this morning. A Florida woman was arrested after going up to several total strangers to get something off her chest, namely her shirt, which she doffed in order to give folks a good look at her rack, shall we say. And that's what it says here. I didn't say that word, rack. Anyway, Rhonda Beckman knocked back maybe one or two or three too many cocktails before giving fellow patrons the shirt off her back and informing everyone within earshot, "It's booby time! I'll give you something to look at, baby." That's what she said. When cops arrived at the scene to request that she get dressed, Beckman declined and showered them with obscenities before being cuffed on charges of indecent exposure and disorderly intoxication. Well, there you go. That's the weird news this morning. It is 6:53.
Lundgren's is proud to show you America's freshest